Welcome to the Northern Sun Spotlight. Kevin Faulness, along with Nick Corner, Assistant Commissioner of the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. And as we've been saying, now it's official. The February frenzy, Nick, is upon us.
That is right, Kevin. It's February in the NSIC, which means winter championships are getting underway. We are just 1 week away from the NSI Swimming and Diving Championships on February 12th through the 15th up in Bismarck, North Dakota.
February 12th to the 15th. That's right around the corner, as is the men's and women's basketball tournament. I know you guys always have a great time with that, mostly because you have such a great host, city, and arena.
Venue. Yes,
venue, exactly. Venue is the word I was looking for.
Yes, Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota is where that will be. The first round games will be at the top four seeds in each division on Wednesday, February 26th. But then we head to the Pentagon for February 29th through March 3rd for the quarterfinals, semifinals, and championship of the NSIC basketball tournament.
Remind me, if I wanted tickets to go to the Sanford Pentagon, how would I get them?
Well, Kevin, you can go on over to the Sanford Pentagon box office and purchase your tickets there, or you can go online to Ticketmaster.com and search NSIC for tickets online.
Tremendous. As the Northern Sun Spotlight rolls forward, we're going to talk a lot of women's basketball. We're going to talk men's basketball and everything else that's going on around the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. But let's get just a thumbnail sketch. Starting with the women's side, what's going on in women's basketball in the league?
All right. Minnesota Duluth remains atop the overall standings with their 14-2 record. Close behind them is St. Cloud State and Sioux Falls. St. Cloud State, the hottest team in the NSIC with 10 straight wins.
Cool. 10 straight wins for the Huskies, and I think that would be a good reason why we should check in with Tori Wirtz, a junior guard for St. Cloud State. She can tell us how this team is doing it and rattling off 10 consecutive victories. She's going to join us after the break, Tori Wirtz from St. Cloud State. Well, how about on the men's side?
All right, on the men's side, we have Northern State and Sioux Falls tied at 13-3 atop the overall standings. Two games back of them are Minnesota Duluth and Upper Iowa at 11-5.
And I know we talked about it last week, but it looks like it's official. Harrison Cleary has a new trophy for his mantle.
That is correct. Harrison Cleary surpassed Gage Davis on Friday night. He did it in apropos fashion, as he did it at the free throw line on an and-one situation. One of the best free throw shooters in the nation. He has surpassed 1,933 points. That was Friday night. He added on to that. He's nearing 1,950 points for his career, and that's NSIC games only. So he has a chance to be the first player in NSIC history to surpass 2,000 points in NSIC games only.
Awesome. Well done, and congratulations. I'm sure we'll hear more about Harrison Cleary and his act of bravery later on in the, probably not bravery, but still, well done, Harrison. I'm sure we'll talk about that more as we get into men's basketball. How about wrestling? It looks like they're going in full swing, of course.
That's right. A bunch of duels in the books last weekend. We have another set of duels coming up this weekend as the wrestlers fight for the NSIC crown. Right now, two teams are left undefeated in the standings. That would be Augustana and number one, St. Cloud State.
How about track and field?
Track and field's rolling. Minnesota State's hosting a lot of events, a lot of regional events around the area as well. Some top performances, automatic qualifiers that we'll get to later in the show as well.
All right, and the February frenzy means we're just right around the corner from spring action, but some of the spring sports already in action as well. We talked about it, baseball and softball going at it.
That's right. A couple of baseball teams played down in Texas, Wayne State and New Mary last weekend. Softball, we had about five or six teams playing around the region as well in some domes and then down south. And tennis, we have one tennis match in the book for NSIC contests as Bemidji knocked off St. Cloud State, and then a few non-conference ones. Augie, a good start, 3-0 down in Missouri.
Man, do we have an action-packed show, jam-packed with a couple of versions of the Sounds of the Sun. Of course, we're going to check in with Tori Wirtz from St. Cloud State, talk a little women's basketball and what's going on in the Granite City. But we got to tell you, before we run off to break, there are great ways to watch all the action from the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, and Android TV. You want more information, go to northernsun.org/live. We got to get that first break in, Nick. We are jam-packed today, which is a good thing.
That's
you
right.
Ready?
It's crossover season. Busy time of year.
All right, quick break, and then Tori Wirtz is next. This is the Northern Sun Spotlight.
Being a champion takes more than skill, more than endless drills, more than using your head. Being a champion takes the heart to give it your all, the agility to thrive from any angle, and the relentless drive to be the best. Welcome to Division II, where the pursuit is yours to create And the question isn't, can you do it? It's, will you?
Student athletes in the Northern Sun competed at an unbelievable level.
The Northern Sun is full of national champions.
Every Northern Sun school has a positive influence in their community.
Student athletes in the Northern Sun strive for excellence in the classroom.
This is the Northern Sun.
In NCAA Division II, community engagement is an initiative at all 25 national championships because student athletes want to give back while competing for a national title. Over the course of the year, Division II student athletes have an opportunity to leave a lasting impression in local communities throughout the country. Whether Division II student athletes are volunteering at hospitals, schools, after-school care programs, foster homes, or retirement villages, they make a difference in the lives of others. In Division II, we rise to the opportunity and make community engagement ours.
A loaded edition of the Northern Sun Spotlight. I'm Kevin Faulness. That's Nick Corner, Assistant Commissioner of the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. And as promised, we're going to talk a little St. Cloud State women's basketball. And for that, we go to their star junior guard, Tori Wirtz. Tori, thanks for joining us on the Northern Sun Spotlight.
Thank you.
Hey, tell us about everything that's been going well. I mean, I guess we only have a 30-minute show, so you can't tell us everything that's been going well. With a 10-game winning streak, obviously things are going very nicely there in the Granite City.
Yeah, we've been just going to practice and working hard every day and just taking it one game at a time, and that's what's really been helping us get those W's.
You started the conference season 3-3. Your last loss was December 21st back to UMD, a 64-59 setback. But then, as we've mentioned multiple times, 10 straight wins for the Huskies. What kind of clicked towards the Christmas break, holiday break, that got you guys rolling?
You know, we just decided, like, you know, we want to be better than this, and we know that we can. So, like I said, we're just taking it one game at a time. And we just, like, really work well together during practice, and that shows during the game.
Talk about some of your teammates that make the Huskies so good.
Of course, we've got a point guard, Brenna. She's really stepped it up, especially from last year. She's been taking care of the ball lately really well and scoring big points for us. Nikki Kilbotten inside, she's been doing really good, especially defensively. She really helps us out. And then we've got Madeline. She's a really good leader out there, and she hits really big shots when we need them, especially from the three-point line, and that's been really, really good for us.
So talk about the style of play that Coach Fish has you guys playing up there.
Yeah, we like to push and transition to see what we can get. She's always telling us we got to finish the break. We like to pick up on the inbounder just to slow other teams down. And, I mean, we'll put in zone if we have to, but Coach Fish does a really nice job of preparing for each team individually each week. So each weekend looks a little bit different about how we're going to be playing.
Now, you got a couple of nice road wins last weekend. Talk about playing in the NSIC, the road trips, and then the advantages of being at home.
Yeah, the road trips, obviously, like, when you play on the road, it's really hard. But I think it's nice that we get the Friday, Saturday games so that we don't have to miss a lot of school, stuff like that. The NIC is very competitive, so it's really fun to play every weekend. Either team could win, you just never know. And playing at home is such a big advantage because you have all of your fans there. And the atmosphere is just so much better for you.
We're talking to Tori Wirtz, a junior guard there for St. Cloud State women's basketball. They're on a nice little roll here. They're 13-3 over in the NSIC, and they've won 10 straight. And Tori, as she just alluded to, they got a pair of home games now this weekend. Nick talked about the fact that you were on the road this past weekend, pair of games at home this week. I'm guessing that you're excited to get back in front of the home crowd.
Yeah, we've been away for 2 weeks in a row now, so it feels like we haven't played here in forever. So it's going to be really nice playing in front of our own fans again.
So only six games, that's three weekends left in the NSIC schedule. You're obviously, everyone makes the tournament, but what is you've mentioned one game at a time, but the goals for the Huskies the rest of the season?
Yeah, we just, obviously we'd like to win the rest of the games, but like I said, yeah, we take it one game at a time. like, Coach Fish, she'll come to practice, and she'll even say to us, like, I don't even know who we're playing the next weekend. So that's pretty funny. But we just, yeah, take it one game at a time, and then hopefully we'll get a home seat for the playoff games and then be able to go to the Pentagon.
So you're a junior at St. Cloud State right now. What was it about St. Cloud State University that brought you there?
I'd have to say that it's pretty close to my hometown of Hutchinson, so that was really nice for me. And then the people here was ultimately what brought me here. The coaches are very family-oriented, and they really care about us, and they work hard to make us the best that we can be.
Hey, Tori, I noticed that in your bio you say your favorite professional athlete is Lindsey Whalen. Tell me why you look up to Lindsey Whalen, and I can't tell you. I mean, obviously that's a wonderful choice, but what does Lindsey Whalen mean to you, and especially as you watched her growing up?
Yeah, I think she was my biggest role model because she is from Hutchinson, and that's where I am from. So I just, like, we all talked about her growing up, and we all, you know, watched her games and stuff. And she came to, like, our high school numerous times, donated shooting guns to our schools, stuff like that. And so I just know, like, she's a really good person, and she's a really good player. So that's why I look up to her so much.
Awesome role model.
Yeah, so one last question before we let you go. You're only a junior, so you got a lot of basketball left in front of you, but do you have any plans post St. Cloud State? What's in store for Tori Wirtz in the future?
Yeah, this summer I'll be applying to optometry schools and then hopefully go there after I'm done graduated.
Awesome. Tori, hey, thanks for taking some time for us. Congrats on the 10-game win streak. Congrats on a great career, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
There you go. Tori Wirtz, a junior guard there for St. Cloud State. As mentioned, Nick, they've won 10 in a row, and they're making a push towards the top of the standings as they try to unseat Minnesota Duluth. They got their hands full. The season isn't over. Still some time left to go, but obviously they're doing some good things there in the Granite City.
That's right. Like we said, a couple of big wins for the Huskies last weekend over Upper Iowa and Winona State. You'll hear a couple of those coming up in
Sounds of the Suns.
Boom again. Scores.
Big time move baseline by Peyton Boone.
As Duffy gets that layup off the glass and good. A nice finish there for Ashlyn Duffy. Duffy now with 14 points on 6 of 12 shooting.
Norling open three, right wing, shoots it in and out, no good. Ryan, the offensive putback. Two offensive putbacks in the early stages of the game. Josie Ryan, 4 points. Bussey for the tie. It's good, and Hallie Bussey will knock down the three-point shot. Stolen by Kylie Hammer. Hammer up to Norling. Aaron Norling, right-hand lay-in is good. It's Bussey off the screen left from Norling. She'll roll. Aaron goes around, around. A spin move inside. Aaron Norling leads it up and in. Norling, the junior, sets the screen right. Zacharias all the way in. Lay-in is good with 3 seconds to spare. That's the end of the third quarter. Awadi kicks it corner. Zacharias three up and good for Lauren Zacharias, the freshman.
Coral Gillette, always a threat as well. Answers on the other side. Coral Gillette's first bucket today. One dribble, fading away. Askvig, smooth off the glass. Megan Voigt, three-pointer, down. Nothing but net for Megan Voigt. Kicks it out. Macy Williams wide open. Three-pointer. Nothing but net for Macy Williams. Lauren Rotunda will inbound near side over the top. Askvig right elbow. Jumper rolls in with 1 second left. Cassie Askvig trying to tie it, and she does. Nothing but net for Cassie Askvig. We're tied at 81.
Tori pull up three. Knock it down. Tori Wirtz. The ice water in her veins. Peschel, Tori, right wing three. Put it up and knock it down. Ties a career high with 6 made threes. Left wing three. Put it up, knock it down. A dagger from Madeline Dahman.
A dagger indeed, thanks to our Sounds of the Sun. Some good stuff happening in women's basketball week 12 in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference.
That's right, Kevin. With some results from Friday night, you had Sioux Falls, a 73-64 winner at Bemidji State. St. Cloud State, a 73-52 winner at Upper Iowa. It was you, Mary, an 83-81 overtime winner at Wayne State. And Duluth beat Winona State, 72-59. On Saturday, it was St. Cloud State, a 68-49 winner at Winona State. Sioux Falls beat Crookston, 77-59. Duluth beat Upper Iowa, 67-57. And it was Augustana, an 80-73 winner over you, Mary.
So as mentioned, Minnesota Duluth, number one in the conference with their 14-2 record. St. Cloud State hot on their heels, as is Sioux Falls, each at 13-3. That's the top of the standings over in the league standings. In the north, it's a close race. Minnesota Duluth and St. Cloud State separated by just one game. In the south, a little bit more separation between Sioux Falls and Winona State. 13-3 for Sioux Falls, Winona State, and Wayne State at 10-6. Let's get to our players of the week. Let's start in the north.
All right, you heard this. The first sound of the sun was from Peyton Boom from MSU Moorhead. Averaged 19.5 points, 6.5 rebounds to help MSU to a pair of home wins. Had a career-high 23 points on 10-14 shooting in that 66-63 win over Minnesota State. Added 16 points and 6 rebounds in a 1-point win over Concordia St. Paul.
Nice job, Peyton. How about our South Division Player of the Week?
Aslan Duffy from Augustana averaged 16.5 points and 9 rebounds in a pair of Vikings home wins. Recorded her first career double-double with 17 points and 11 rebounds in a 75-64 win over Minot State. Followed that up with 16 points and 4 rebounds in an 80-73 win over UMary.
Congrats. Those are our players of the week. And now let's look ahead to our Week 13 schedule. Lucky 13 starts on Friday, rolls through Saturday.
That is right. Some games to watch on Friday night. All 5:30 game matchups. Augustana is at Minnesota Duluth. Northern State's at Sioux Falls. Wayne State's at St. Cloud State. Saturday afternoon, 3:30 starts. You got Wayne State at Duluth, Moorhead at Sioux Falls, Augustana at St. Cloud. Full schedule at northernsun.org.
Of course, northernsun.org. Also figure out how to watch these games live at northernsun.org/live. That takes care of women's basketball. Let's squeeze in a break. And then we've got men's basketball with another version of the Sounds of the Sun. He's Nick Corner. I'm Kevin Faulness. This is the Northern Sun Spotlight.
The Northern Sun is competitive.
Bold.
Dedicated.
Strength.
Competitive. Fierce.
Memorable.
Strong. Prestigious.
Elite. Determined. Family. Fierce.
Dominant. Unity.
Competitive. Family.
Ambitious. Excellence. Unified.
Competitive. Competitive. Possibility.
Family.
Competitive. Prestigious.
Successful.
This is the NSIC.
In NCAA Division II, community engagement is an initiative at all 25 national championships because student-athletes want to give back while competing for a national title. Over the course of the year, Division II student-athletes have an opportunity to leave a lasting impression in local communities throughout the country. Whether Division II student-athletes are volunteering at hospitals, schools, after-school care programs, foster homes, or retirement villages, they make a difference in the lives of others. In Division II, we rise to the opportunity and make community engagement ours.
All right, time to turn our attention to men's basketball in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. To start it off, of course, we've got to turn our attention to
Sounds of the Sun.
Stark rolls it right baseline to King. Finds a cutting Dahl to the cup for the throwdown. Fox will drive left side to the hoop for the throwdown. Stark up high, step up three ball is... Oh, this is just silly now. He's got 31, his sixth tray of the game. That's a new career high. Fox hands back to Mason, goes around the screen. Straight away, triple try. Bury it. Once again, Stark, he's got 37, folks. 8 trays of this one and a timeout on the floor.
Step back three, far side. Splash! Gives a look over to the student section. Harrison Cleary with a big-time triple. Leaves off for a trailing Ibu. Inside Nicolau. Nicolau swipe that. Foul. And the finish. Cleary calls for a clear out. Feeds far side. Sitzman catch and shoot. Right wing three. Bang!
Ferrini three-pointer. Good. Nick Ferrini buries his second triple of the game. Here's Nick Ferrini with White trailing. And that's going to be a right-hand lay-in. It's good by Nick Ferrini. Jordan Jansen finds Tay on the right side. Underneath Detlinger. Detlinger slams her home around Rothstein. Ferrini, the open three, will shoot it and make it. Nick Ferrini has made 5 triples on the night.
For Trevor Kaiser, left wing, he'll go baseline. By Thayer to the bucket. Foul in the bucket for Trevor Kaiser. Stop and go to the right block. Now kicks it out. Wyatt Carr for Jalen White, left wing. He'll fire. 3-pointer from Jalen White is good.
Loose ball back to Roberts. Roberts will drive. Kick to the corner. Marsh sets his feet for a corner. 3! Knock it down! Looking for Tertishnik behind the screen. Tertishnik dribbles into the corner. Steps around his defender. Put it up. Knock it down! We're going to overtime! Ilya Tertishnik. Tishnick ducks, dives, dodges, and weaves his way around the defender and hits the triple to give the Huskies new life.
One free throw away from becoming the NSIC all-time scoring record holder. And there it is! Harrison Cleary, the NSIC career scoring record holder. Cleary gets his 29th point of the evening and has now scored 1,933 career points in conference play. Harrison Cleary, the NSIC career record holder for scoring.
Stark, transition three, splashes in.
Stark again.
Yes, sir. Stark, heat check time. Got it. Not again. Yes, again. Five in a row. Oh, my goodness. Six. You got to be kidding me. Lucky number seven. Oh!
You can't make it up.
And you can't listen to that stuff without smiling, whether it be the Harrison Cleary stuff, the final there with the seven straight buckets. That was some fun stuff in the Sounds of the Sun, actually.
Mason Stark for Northern State went off against Minnesota State on Saturday night. He hit 7 of 8 three-pointers, and you just heard the montage from David Brown on Midco, where he hit 7 in a row from three-point range, and that included a timeout midway through. So they talked about NBA Jam and heating up, so he had two of those where he's catching fire there. So congratulations to Mason Stark as the Wolves rolled 96-62 over Minnesota State on Saturday night. A couple of finals from Friday. You had Sioux Falls, a 64-52 winner at Bemidji State. You had Northern State, an 88-60 winner over Concordia St. Paul, and Winona State, an 85-57 winner over Minnesota Duluth. On Saturday, you had Sioux Falls beating Crookston, 77-62, Upper Iowa defeating Duluth, 84-79, and like we said, Northern State rolling Minnesota State, 96-62.
Now, those are some of the highlights from Week 12, men's basketball in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. So as I look at the standings, I see a logjam at the top, Nick.
That's right. You heard Duluth dropped a couple of games on the road last weekend, so now it's Northern State and Sioux Falls, who swept last weekend, are 13-3 overall, and then two games back of them are Minnesota Duluth and Upper Iowa at 11-5.
How about in the divisional standings?
Divisional standings, two games leads for both Northern State and Sioux Falls at 13-3 with Duluth and Upper Iowa chasing.
All right, so that's what's going on in the standings. Now let's get to our players of the week. Start in the north.
Gavin Baumgartner from Minnesota State University Moorhead out of Plymouth, Minnesota. He averaged 26 points and 8 rebounds in a weekend sweep, 23 points, 11 rebounds for his first double-double of the season in an 88-63 win over Minnesota State, added 29 points in an 85-72 win over Concordia St. Paul.
Congrats, Gavin. How about our South Division Player of the Week?
One of the funner names to say in the league, Nick Ferrarini from Wayne State out of Omaha, Nebraska, averaged 19 points, 5.5 rebounds to help extend Wayne State's win streak to 4 games, scored 27 points with 7 boards in an overtime win over UMary on Friday, then added 11 points and 4 boards in Saturday's 71-62 win over Minot State.
Those are our players of the week in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference for men's basketball. Now let's look ahead to some of the highlights coming up this weekend, week 13, starting Friday, rolling through Saturday.
All right, the biggest game of the night on Friday at 7:30 p.m. is a battle of the top two teams in the standings. Northern State will be at Sioux Falls, 7:30 p.m. in a matchup of 13-3 teams in that one. You also have Minnesota Duluth hosting Augustana, and Upper Iowa is at UMary. A couple of games to watch on Saturday. You got Wayne State at Duluth. Augustana's at St. Cloud. Northern State's at Southwest Minnesota State on Hawaiian Night.
Hawaiian Night. That sounds like fun. Can I go? Am I invited?
You certainly are. Out to Marshall, they have I Hate Winter at Northern, which was last weekend. Hawaiian Night comes up at Southwest this weekend. So anything to get your mind off the winter.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. I could use a break, that's for sure. And that would be a good way to do it. So cool. That should be a lot of fun. The collegiate experience is so much fun, and you go to some of these different places and enjoy that. That just adds to the excitement. So that's what's going on in men's basketball. As mentioned, the great way ways to watch: Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, and Android TV. You need more information? Go to northernsun.org/live. That gets you up to date in basketball, both in the men's and women's side. Now let's turn our attention to wrestling. What were some of the results from last week?
All right, last Thursday, January 30th, you had St. Cloud State, a 38-3 winner over MSU Moorhead. Minnesota State defeated Southwest Minnesota State 31-8. On Friday, Northern State beat Minot State 29-12. And then on Saturday, St. Cloud State handed Minnesota State their first conference loss in a 33-3 win in Mankato. And then on Sunday, Augustana remained undefeated in the league standings with their 19-12 win at Upper Iowa.
Who is our wrestler of the week?
Our wrestler of the week is Bailey Nisus. From Augustana. He went 2-0 last week to help the Vikings to dual wins over Northwestern and number 10 Upper Iowa. He recorded a major decision against NAIA All-American and fourth-ranked Andrew Null. Against Upper Iowa, he defeated Brock Bennett, who was a national qualifier last season. He's helped Augie to its fourth win over a nationally ranked opponent and to a 4-0 record in NSIC action.
Congratulations. Before we look at what's coming up, why don't you give us an update on the standings?
All right. The standings in the NSIC look as this. St. Cloud State is 6-0. Augustana is 4-0. Upper Iowa is 5-1. Minnesota State 3-1. So there are nine teams in the league, so there's eight duels. So St. Cloud State two wins away from the championship, but they have Augustana and Upper Iowa still on their schedule, two teams chasing them.
Are either of those coming up this week as we look at the upcoming schedule?
Well, I'll run through the schedule. On Thursday, Moorhead is at Minnesota State at 7, and then on Friday, you have UMary at Augustana, Minnesota State's at Upper Iowa, and Minot State's at Southwest Minnesota State. And then on Saturday, you have UMary at Southwest Minnesota State and Minot State at Augustana.
Be sure to keep track of everything going on in wrestling. You can do that at northernsun.org. Anything else with wrestling?
That should do it for now.
All right, let's check in on indoor track and field in our waning moments here. Starting on the women's side, let's get our athletes of the week in track and field.
All right, on the track side, Michaela Jackson, a freshman from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, runs for Minnesota State. She ran an NCAA automatic qualifying time of 7.46 at the Black and Gold Premier down in Iowa City last weekend. She placed second in that race and has the second or the third best time in Division II this season in the 60-meter dash. On the field side, Rebecca Mantoffel of Southwest Minnesota State was a top Division II finisher in the weight throw at the Minnesota State Mark Schuck Open, recorded a school record and NCAA provisional toss of 61 feet 10.5 inches.
That's on the women's side. How about men's athletes of the week, track and field?
All right. Well, if it sounds like I've repeated myself for the last 2 weeks, it's because I have, because both these gentlemen have won for the third week in the row. Benjamin Allen from Concordia St. Paul out of North St. Paul, Minnesota, broke his mile record with an NCAA provisional time of 4:08.81 at the Jack Johnson Classic. Ranks first in the NSIC by over 12 seconds, moves up to number 6 in Division II with a converted time of 4 minutes 5 seconds. He took 4th place in the D1 meet hosted by the University of Minnesota. Like we said, 3rd week in the row for Benjamin Allen. On the field side, Tanner Berg from Northern State out of Watertown, South Dakota, recorded the nation's top mark in the weight throw at 70 feet 6.5 inches at the Dakota Wesleyan Alumni Meet. Broke his own school record for the second time this season with an automatic qualifying mark. In addition to the school record, tallied the facility and meet record in the event, named NSIC Field Athlete of the Week for the third time this season.
And there you go. That's the lowdown on indoor track and field in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. Real quick, let's go back to basketball. Once again, we talked about it at the start of the show, but I think it bears repeating that NSIC Sanford Health Men's and Women's Basketball Tournament coming up at the end of the month, and then it moves to the Sanford Pentagon to start the month of March. I think fans by now know how cool this tournament is, but if they wanted to get tickets, again, remind us how we would do that.
That's right. The tickets are on sale at the Sanford Pentagon box office, so you can stop out the Pentagon and have your ticket in hand, or you can go to Ticketmaster.com and buy them online.
Good. And I also think it bears repeating Harrison Cleary, how cool it was that he was able to become the NSIC all-time leading scorer. We heard it in the Sounds of the Sun, but I mean, that's a pretty cool feat that he was able to pull off.
Yes, he's an exciting player to watch. He's brought a lot of excitement to the gym up there in Crookston, Minnesota. It was a great fans. They literally confetti popped in the stands when he made that record. So, and it was really neat that he got to do it on Friday night. Everyone was hoping for it, expecting it, and to get it by 1 point at the free throw line was kind of apropos.
And closing in on 2,000 points.
Closing in on 2,000 points with 6 games to go. If he's anywhere near his average, he will get that.
Awesome. Nick, wonderful job as always. Enjoy your weekend. Let's do it again next week.
Sounds great. Thank you much. much.
He is Nick Corner. He's the assistant commissioner of the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. My name is Kevin Falmas. We do this on a weekly basis. We thank you for tuning us in. Hopefully you'll do it again next week as we do it at the same time, same place, and also you can find us at northernsun.org. Until next week, thanks for listening. Enjoy your day.